puck gets covered by Klo, and we get another stoppage. 12:59 left to go in the contest. Rapids leading Minnesota 2-0.
Yeah, an aggressive drive there by Atkins. One of his main characteristics and one of his trademarks, and just ran out of space there with Wallace closing him down.
Faceoff coming to the glove side of Klo. And that was McNeish in there as the faceoff was won by Minnesota. Minnesota gets into the rapid zone. Raffert gets the puck. It's a physical play. Beauchamp goes down right in the slot with another Minnesota player. No whistle. Let the guys play on. Tudich fighting for the puck on the near side. That is picked up by McNeish. Bounce pass up ahead to Locker. Locker back pass trying to jam it home. Was McNeish just missed it? As that puck appear, or that goal appears to be off its line. Surprised no whistle yet. Official actually going back to pull it back on. And the goalie does. So we keep playing on. This puck was sent down to the rapid zone. Locker up ahead to Beauchamp. Puck is loose far side boards. No one really have an opportunity at it. Locker pass up to Beauchamp, and that gets knocked out of play up in the netting. 12:06 left to go in regulation.
Yeah, coming to the halfway point of the third here on the end of the game, it just seems quite back and forth. No really team able to get anything. I don't think there's been an incredibly high danger chance yet, and just working toward trying to close this one out if you're a River King.
I was going to say, it's kind of disjointed, and neither team really getting a chance here. Shaw scrambling to get ready here as official crew is not necessarily looking at the goalies to find when they're ready.
No.
That happened last night. Thankfully, no harm, no foul for Rapids on that, but play on as Minnesota wins that faceoff. Gets pushed all the way down where Shaw will cover it. 11:59 to go in the third period. Rapids leading Minnesota 2-0.
Yeah, I think it's a problem with his toe tie, which is what attaches the skate to the pad. I think it might have just come a little loose. And when you step on that, it's like the worst. You just kind of lose your edge. You lose all your balance, and you don't want that to be happening when the middle of a play.
Yeah, he's scrambling with the straps to hold his leg pads onto his skate. So he's got as much time as he needs. And he is ready with the faceoff coming to his glove side. 11:56 to go in regulation. Looking like a fantastic finish as Diamond up against Jaden White. And there is contact. Lombardo comes away with it. No hand pass as Rapids now has possession. Bulldog up to Ilian. Gathered by White and sent right back down where Shaw plays it behind the goal. Garcia back against the boards. Bulldog up to Ilian. Ilian centering pass to Denti. Touches at mid-ice. Sends it down into the zone. Denti hit up in the corner. And a Minnesota player trips over his teammate's skate. Shot from Bulldog right at the circle. Big leg pad save by Klo. And we are back center ice. Rapids does send it back down deep by Denti. I think that's Ilian giving chase. Denti back in the mix. Far side boards. Stop, spins it up. Ilian, little fancy footwork. Denti with a shot, wide of the mark. Diamond gets there first. He gets hit from behind, and there is a penalty coming up.
For the second time tonight,
and that's the second time that has happened. You're absolutely right. Diamond gets hit from behind, and big number 19, Jaden White, goes to the box. I think that's going to be checking from behind. 2 minutes, and that comes at 9:04. My math skills are improving slowly.
Nice.
As 9:04 left, or 9:04 into the period. We got 10:56 left to go in the game. Rapids power play again as they win that draw. Raffert down low. That is Tudich. Back to Raffert, spinning around on the near side. That was Allstrand, back to Raffert. Raffert, Tudich. Raffert, high slot, back to Tudich on the far side. Raffert, Tudich, Hudic, pass down low, Schweitzer centering, shot to goal! Dante finishes it through the five hole, and Rapids gets another one. There is a hole in your goalie, Minnesota.
Yeah, well-worked goal there. I think that's become Dante's signature this year in that bumper spot, just grabbing that loose change and firing in to make it 3-0.
And what that was very, very well played, as back and forth, and forth quite a bit with Tunic and Raffert. So Raffert should get an assist. Tunic and Dente finishes it off, so maybe it would just be a Raffert in there as well.
Yep.
But either way, Rapids 3-0 lead with about half the third period to go. Things are looking a little brighter for the boys in blue and green. Going to get the official scoring. That is the second power play goal for Wisconsin Rapids tonight. Franco Dente scores. It was assist to Schweitzer and Tudich. And we are over halfway home. 9:54 left to go in this contest. Rapids leading Minnesota 3-0. As there is a penalty coming this time against Wisconsin Rapids. And that will be a trip. And I believe that is going against Raffert.
Yeah, just a discipline element again, I think, for both teams. I think Blue Hawks just consistently taking these penalties. They're just shooting themselves in the foot again and again. And there's only so many bullets you can take. And then for the River Kings here, it's just dumb penalties. It's just penalties you don't need to be taking. And
I think that's going to be emphasized this week in practice.
Yes, probably. Like, don't trip people. Don't slash people. Don't hook people. Keep your stick.
And those are just good words to live by,
yeah,
right?
Definitely. Right? Yeah. Yeah. Maybe with a bit of expletives in the middle.
Oh, yeah. We'll leave that for off air, because I think we both enjoy this job, and I don't want to lose it. I don't think you do either.
No.
Minnesota comes away with that face-off in the Rapids zone. Rapids sends it out mid-ice. Minnesota recovers. Lombardo moves to his right. Gets the puck down low. Lombardo and Henke out at the point, and that shot from the point, and the puck is loose.
Ooh.
Slips through. It didn't completely.
Right on the goal line.
It did not completely cover. That's a close one, as it slipped through the pads of Shaw, and it sat there. Rapids got their stick there first and kicked it out.
Yep.
And boy, that was close.
Just asking to be cleaned up. And, I mean, the guy on the Blue Hawks on the point, I don't know why. He was just standing there watching it.
And the puck has to completely cross the line for it to be a goal. And it looked like from here, it must have been about an inch of that puck still there. As Rapids, they disrupt the Minnesota offense there, get the puck out to center ice. Minnesota, White near side. Sent down around the boards. Beauchamp, big collision back behind the goal. Puck squirts loose. Locker, he sends it back around the boards. Bulldog gives chase, gets there first. Bounce up off the boards. McNish last touches it, and no icing as he gets behind the goal as he tries to tie it up so his team members can get there. Minnesota still on the power play for 53 seconds as White crashes into the zone. Buckmeyer goes to the slot. Hanky, circle, shot right into the chest of Shaw, and we got a stoppage. 42 seconds left on the skater advantage for Minnesota. 8:30 left to go in regulation.
Yeah, really aggressive forecheck there by McNeish, really just putting that pressure on the Blue Hawks and really forcing them to make a play out of their zone. And another great save by Deacon, his 32nd of the night.
Face off coming blocker side of Shaw, and that is controlled by Rapids. Rapids trying to send it up out of play, and it bounces out of play, and I think they're saying last touch by Minnesota. Well, Rapids is trying to say that. I don't know if it is, but it's going to be dropped. A face-off coming just again to the blocker side of Shaw. 8:25 to go in regulation. Rapids leading 3-0. 37 seconds left on the skater advantage for Minnesota. Face-off. Won by Rapids. They get out center ice. That's Cooper. He's got one man to beat. He's going in, and he gets pushed just wide. No penalty on that. That's a good no call. He just got bodied a little wide of the goal. And Minnesota quickly recovers. Lawson gets puck low. Rapids clears the zone. Minnesota will have just a few seconds left on the skater advantage. As 8 minutes goes by left in this game, under 8 minutes, and that's going to be about your skater advantage. As Scherf, he breaks the zone with 4 seconds to go, wide of the mark, and 2-1. We're back to full strength hockey on both sides. Puck middle ice and sent up ahead as Minnesota gets into the zone yet again. 7:40 to go. Rapids battling for that puck. Shot wide of the mark by, I believe that was Gordy Lawson for Minnesota. He's back in there mixing it up by Chevier Alexander. Atkins gets up there. He's got two men to beat. He does do it. He tried to center it. Nobody home except for the rest of the Minnesota team. And Rapids gets back to defense at center ice. McNish gets it down deep. Atkins stops, slams on the break, centering pass for McNish. Nobody home. Wasn't able to get a stick on it. Puck comes back out. Center ice hits the official. And that's McNish. He had an opportunity. Couldn't quite get a shot off on it. Spins around, sends it back behind the goal. Atkins battling for it. Lucky he didn't call for a trip on that. Under 7 minutes to go. Rapids leading 3-0 over Minnesota. Raffert sends a puck deep, and that was a save there for Clough, and we got a stoppage as there was a big collision right in front of the Rapids bench. That was coincidental. Denti and Wallace, no penalties called. Everybody kind of laughing about it as we got a stoppage of play. 6:42 left to go in regulation.
Yeah, at one point, Denti was just sort of spread eagle and just staring up into the stars.
Yes, looks like Shaw is still messing with the straps on his skates. Yeah. So that's going to be something probably repaired this week. Minnesota wins the faceoff. That was to the glove side of Clough. Minnesota come out up the far side. Centering pass to Briggio. Shot turned away by the Rapids defense. Ilian, pass up ahead. Diamond can't get to it. Minnesota gets there first. Now Denti takes the puck up the middle. Trying to get around the Minnesota defense. Cannot push to the corner. Rapids battling for it. Beauchamp takes a wide shot off the mark. Minnesota gets there first. Sends it up. That's Finch battling down there. Minnesota cannot get to the puck. Diamond with it. High slot. Low, wide of the mark. Billion giving chase. Puck center on the boards. Diamond gets there first. Goes to send it back. Can't get a full stick on that. As Minnesota gives chase. Sends it out to center ice. Beauchamp. He gets the puck. Moves it up. Gets around the first defender, gets into the zone, right along the ice, tipped away by the defense, and we got almost 5.5 left to go. Rapids leading 3-0 over Minnesota. Diamond gets a puck, gets it down low to Denti. Denti pulls trigger just wide of the goal. He's getting his own rebound, send it down to Ilian. Minnesota gets their first. Minnesota, they're running out of time as Gorlitz comes near side, sends a puck around the boards. 5:17 to go as Rapids still holding that 3-0 lead. Garcia stops the puck as the puck actually hit the official, sends it back the other way. Raffert sends it up to Allstrand. Allstrand, center ice, Buckmeyer's there first, sends it deep. Rapids stops, it's Garcia, sends it up. Minnesota gets there first, that's Gorlitz. Gorlitz centering pass, and that is turned away by Rapids and sent up here almost into the loft. Boy, that could have been dangerous there.
Almost like yesterday, it was just this time it was a River King instead of a Blue Ox that was shooting it up.
Right. 4:54 left to go in this contest. Rapids leading 3-0. As with these seconds ticking away, you got to feel better and better if you're a River King.
Yeah, the window's closing and closing for the Blue Ox.
As there's a shot, big blocker save there by Shaw. Puck sent into the corner. Wide shot by Finch. That was probably off by 3 feet. Schweitzer, he gets a block in the slot. He sends it up. Far side, sent near side, Tudich. No icing being called. The skater pulled up, so they will not call that. Schweitzer giving chase. Puck sent down, Garcia and Bolduc. They are going to be there first. Minnesota does get there first, and there's going to be another tripping call as Minnesota gets a power play chance. A lot of tripping penalties.
Yeah,
tonight.
I mean, the discipline's been killer. Thankfully, the blocks haven't converted, but the discipline's really been an issue to this game.
Garcia on the penalty, so Minnesota gets a power play coming up. 4:16 left to go in the game, so about half the remainder of the game is going to be the Blue Ox on the skater advantage. And, boy, you need something quick.
Yeah, you need something quick, definitely.
Because then you gotta, then you can start thinking of the timeout game and pulling a goalie.
Yeah.
But if you don't get something here...
then you're down to 2 minutes if you don't get anything
chances
here.
Chances are slim and none, and Slim's about ready to leave town, as the old expression goes, as Rapids clears the zone. Cooper sends the length of the ice. And Minnesota has to reset. 1:46 left to go in the skater advantage. Tudyk giving a little bit of pressure. Nothing too serious, just kind of being a pain in the neck to Minnesota. Puck sent up. Wallace sends it up ahead. Free for all for the puck, and Rapids sends it the whole length. Stopped by Klo. And we got a minute and a half left to go on the skater advantage for Minnesota. Minnesota starting to break it up out of the zone. Hayden Hanke comes up. Rapids gets the puck. Sends it right back down. Klo plays it. Sends it up to Lombardo as he sends it back down across the ice. And Rapids, McNeish, he's there first. He's thinking shorthanded opportunity. If nothing else, then just eat up time as we are 1 minute left in the skater advantage for Minnesota. 3:17 left to go in the game. Minnesota breaking out. White up ahead. That is to Hanke. Hanke chips it up into the slot. That is gathered by Beauchamp, and he sends it the length of the ice. Rapids power play kill, or penalty kill, is really succeeding on this one as we are down to just 40 seconds on the skater advantage and 2:56 to go in the game. Minnesota regrouping. They're running out of time. In the words of our good friend Chris Berman, tick, 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 tick. Time is running out. Beauchamp, he gets there to the far corner. He just ties it up. Raffert there, he sends it back. And Beauchamp's just trying to cover it. And we've got a whistle coming as it will be an elbow coming, I think, against Minnesota.
Yeah, and that's just a silly penalty to take.
That's aggression coming out there as Beauchamp, he started to lose his helmet. And that elbow got high. I'm surprised he didn't.
Yep.
He could have gotten head contact on that. As going to the box right now is Lawson.
Yeah, just a selfish penalty to take. Really kind of kills what your team's building. You have 21 seconds left on the power play. Now that's cut down. And
17:23 on the penalty. And we'll be 4-on-4 for 21 seconds. And then Rapids, they can almost ice the game with the power play. There'll still be a little bit of time.
Yeah, I think that sort of sealed the deal.
Wayne Larrivee Dagger, we call him in these here parts. And we like delivering those to teams from Minnesota.
Of course. We like to deliver them to any team.
Well, Chicago's really fun, I can tell you that, as our good buddy Zach is ignoring us.
Bears fan over there.
Yep, sure is, but we still love him. As face-off to the blocker side of Klo. Puck is tied up there and really tried as Rapids gets pulled off the puck.
Literally pulled off the puck.
Jake Breisland, he was pulled off the puck by a Minnesota skater. Hey, they wanted to re-up that puck. They just don't want to sit here and stare at it. Breisland bumps it up. Denti was intended for it. And now Rapids is on the power play for a minute and a half with just over 2 minutes left to go in the game. So about 30 seconds, unless somebody scores, that's somebody being Rapids for that won't kill that penalty. Is Rapids, I think, just kind of content to let the clock run and waiting to see what Klo does. Klo is not moving as Raffert standing behind the net. Minnesota fans are saying, come on, delay a game, let's go.
River Kings wanted to change on to get their unit, their power play unit on.
Yep, well, gamesmanship, I get it. It's Tudyk, far side, Allstrand flanking. Tudyk goes around the cage. Allstrand, he gets a pass. Allstrand, center to Raffert. Raffert back to Allstrand. Allstrand stops top of the circle. Raffert, high slot, over to Tudyk, over the left circle. Raffert, high slot, down to Allstrand, back to Raffert. Rapids just eating up time. 40 seconds left on the skater advantage. Slot opportunity by Denti. He couldn't hit home. Schweitzer battling for the puck down low with Denti, as Minnesota not really wanting to give Rapids any more opportunities. Schweitzer back with Tudyk. Tudyk to Schweitzer. As we are under 1 minute left to go in the game and 20 seconds go on the skater advantage, and Rapids just content to let the clock run. As there's a shot, big rebound set behind the goal. That was Allstrand on the shot. 46 seconds to go, 45. 42, Raffert at the point, and he cannot keep the puck in the zone, so we got a whistle for an offside. 40 seconds exactly left with 2 seconds left on the skater advantage.
Yeah, I think it's safe to call now. Looks like the River Kings will sweep the weekend, and it'll be another win in the under the cap.
Yeah, 40 seconds to score 3 goals. I'm not liking the odds for the Blue Ox on this one, but I know they didn't win either game, but boy, they got to feel pretty good about their effort this weekend. They've played hard against one of the top teams in the division and one of the top 20 teams in the USPHL. 30 seconds left to go in the game. Rapids just playing through. Hooper tries to chip it up offsides as Rapids has to reset. Abregio over to Scherf, 20 seconds to go. Minnesota can play for some pride if they can get away with the shutout. But Deacon Shaw, he's about ready to secure his third one of the season in 10 seconds. Scherf, high slot, over to Brigio. Shot, glove, save with 5 seconds to go. And I think we're getting that shutout for Shaw as Rapids is on the verge.
Shutout for Shaw?
Yeah.
For sure, maybe.
Ooh, I like it. I like it.
I'm seeing what you're...
I like it.
I've had a head shake. It's not going to work.
Oh, she doesn't like it.
No, it's not going to work for some of us.
All right, well, face off 3-2-1, and that is your hockey game. And Wisconsin Rapids pulls off the weekend sweep over the Minnesota Blue Ox with a 3-0 victory. You cannot be upset with your Minnesota with the way you played. Klo, 35 saves in the game on 38 shots faced. Deacon Shaw, 33 saves on 33 shots faced. That first period, Rapids got the scoring started when Schweitzer takes a puck from Tudich, scores at 5:19, and then later on with 40 seconds left to go in the frame, Beauchamp, he gets in the scoring column with an assist to Bryslin and Bolduc on the power play to end that first period. 2-0 Rapids. Second period, that was a fun one. Both teams had goals disallowed. Minnesota wasn't happy. Rapids wasn't happy. But we still had a 2-0 hockey game as we went into the third period. That third period, both teams, they were battling back and forth, until Franco Denti scored Rapids' second power play goal of the game as he had assists to Tudich and Schweitzer. So Schweitzer, he got a goal and assist in the game. Denti, 1 goal. Bryslin, 1 assist. Bolduc, 1 assist. Beauchamp, he had a goal. And Tudich with 2 assists. Again, penalties galore. That's something that can be fixed up during the week.
Definitely.
As Rapids will be playing host to Battle Creek next week when they take on the Colonels Friday and Saturday. Again, Deacon Shaw, third shutout. Shutout for Shaw on the season with 33 saves on the night, where Jackson Klo, his counterpart, 35 out of 38 attempts. Well, it's been fun this weekend, guys. It's always fun. Rory, amazing job as always, dude.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're going to put me out of a job sooner than later. And, of course, our camera operators, Art, Zach, awesome job as always. And the ringleader up here, Matt. Kept us in line yet again. Maybe next week. Maybe you won't be so fortunate. But either way, it's been a lot of fun. We will see you guys next week. And hopefully we can get another River Kings winner as Deacon Shaw gets doused with the water for his third shutout.
Coach made sure to avoid the water on that one.
Yeah, this time he did. As we will be seeing the River Kings continue to build hockey up and down the river. I want to thank everybody for listening tonight on 105.5 WIRI. Flow Hockey and Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Big thanks to Seth Habiger back at the studio. Awesome job as always, my friend. And we'll be getting able to do it again next weekend. So, good night, everybody. For myself, Mike Comer, thanks for listening here. And have a great, safe weekend.
River Kings Hockey on 105.5 FM WIRI is proudly brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, Inc., and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. WIRI is pleased to bring coverage of the home games of River Kings hockey again this season. Listen on 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app. WisCountry 105.5 WIRI.
Country Legends 24/7 105.5. 105.5 FM. I was lost, you found a way to bring me back. Needed forgiveness, you always gave me that. Girl, I'm a witness of your love, 'cause you don't be giving up. And it's crazy how you saved me. Hand on the Bible, don't know how I got you, but I couldn't ask for more. Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. Thank God your hand fits perfectly in mine. Thank God you love me when you didn't have to, but you did and you do, and he knew. Thank God for giving me you. Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. And thank God your hand fits perfectly in mine. And thank God you love me when you didn't have to, but you did and you do, and he knew. Thank God for giving me you.
Every thundercloud that came was one more I might not get through. But on the darkest day there's always light, and now I see it too. But I never liked the rain until I walked through it with you. I hear it falling in the night, filling up my mind. All the heaven's rivers come to light, I see it all unwind. I hear it talking through the trees and on the window pane. When I hear it, I just can't believe I never liked the rain. Like the rain, I have fallen for you, and I know just why. You like the rain, always calling for you. I'm falling for you now, just like the rain. When the cloud is rolling over, thunder striking me, it's as bright as lightning, and I wonder why I couldn't see that it's always good. And when the flood is gone, we still remain. Guess I've known all along, I've just belonged here with you. Falling like the rain, I have fallen for you, and I know just why. For you now. the sky for the winds to take us high above the plains. I know that we'll find better ways to look into the eye of the storms that we'll be calling. Forever we'll be falling like the rain.
Radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
Her day starts with a coffee and ends with a wine. Takes forever getting ready, so she's never on time for anything. She gets that come get me look in her eyes. Well, it kinda scares me the way that she drives me wild. And she drives me wild. And wears her heart on her sleeve. Yeah, she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me. She makes plans for the weekend, can't wait to go out. Till she changes her mind, says let's stay on the couch and watch TV. And she falls asleep. She dances, ain't afraid to take chances, and wears her heart on her sleeve. Yeah, she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me. She's unpredictable, unforgettable. It's unusual, unbelievable. She's crazy, she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me. Her crazy's beautiful to me.
is Parson Brown. You'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. To face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland. Circus clown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman to the little buckaroos knocking down. When it snows,
when it snows,
ain't it thrilling? Blow your nose,
snows
get so chilling. We'll frolic and play the cowboy way, walking in a winter wonderland.
CBS News Brief, as rebels continue their capture of major cities in Syria, they've now closed in on the capital. President Bashar al-Assad is nowhere in sight. Fawaz Gergez is a professor of international relations at the London School of Economics.
The rebels are trying to lay siege to Damascus. They're coming from multiple angles.
President-elect Donald Trump was in Paris today for the reopening of the Notre Dame Cathedral. He met with the presidents of France and Ukraine.
It's an honor to be here. We had a good time together, and we had a lot of success, really great success working together on defense and offense, too.
The centuries-old building was ravaged by a fire more than 5 years ago. Still no sign of the person police say shot and killed a healthcare CEO in Manhattan, Mayor Eric Adams.
Let him continue to believe he can hide behind a mask. We're going to, just as we revealed his face, we're going to reveal who he is, and we're going to bring him to justice.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and mild tonight, low in the upper 20s. More clouds around for tomorrow. Not quite as warm, but still nice. Highs in the low 40s. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy Monday. High-low 40s. It clears out for the rest of the week, but much colder. It's 42 right now.
Always got me going out my mind. Dallas dropped another game in overtime. Caught a ticket speeding down to 65. You know where I'm going. Guess I really went and messed it up again. Now my baby's goner than the Tulsa wind. Judging by the stone sober state I'm in, need to crack one wide open. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody bum me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, and y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday night, pick sliding over my way. I can't even think when I can hear them calling my name. Pour me a drink. Bourbon brown eyes trying to get me drunk. Ain't stopping till the bottle and the
job is done. Hey, I think I might have found my future love. Buddy, you should probably buy her one. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, slide one over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a bus, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, sliding over my way. I can't even think when I can hear them calling my name.
Another turn to cry. No, I don't want to learn the hard way. Baby, hello. Oh, no, goodbye. But you got me like a rocket, shooting straight across the sky. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's impossible. This kiss. This kiss, this kiss. Cinderella said to Snow White, how does love get so off course? Oh, all I wanted was a white knight with a good heart, soft touch, fast horse. Ride me off into the sunset, baby, I'm forever yours. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's the sky. Oh, you can kiss me with the windows open while the rain comes pouring inside. Oh, kiss me in sweet slow motion. Let's let everything slide. You got me floating. You got me flying. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss.
Love me. fast enough to get us by. I feel the sweet release of a Friday night. For a couple of hours we can run this town till it runs dry. Tip it on back, make it feel good. Sip a little more than you know you should. Let the smoke roll off of your lips. Let it all go, whatever it is. And tip it on back. So grab the girl you came with and set her world on fire. And watch her sway and sing into the music until it's all alright. Yeah, tip it on back, make it feel good. Sip a little more than you know you should. Let the smoke roll off of your lips. Let it all go, whatever it is. And tip it on back.
Give it to
Johnson, and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 FM, WIRI, Nakusa. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Down in Lynchburg, Tennessee, been working hard for good old boys like me. I don't want to be the one to tell them that stuff that they've been selling ain't working like it should, but I damn sure wish it would. Whiskey's supposed to drown the memory. I've gone from one to one too many. And the thing that really gets me is how your memory drowns a whiskey. Maybe it's the bar or the stool I'm on. Maybe it's the band and the sad old song that keeps me buying rounds, that keeps me turning down any girl that wants to dance. You ain't chance. Whiskey's supposed to drown the memory. I've gone from one to one too many. And the thing that really gets me is how your memory drowns a whiskey. Touching you, a whiskey's supposed to drown the memory. I've gone from one to one too many, and the thing that really gets me is whiskey's supposed to drown the memory. I've gone from one to one too many. And the thing that really gets me is how your memory drowns a whiskey. Yeah, the thing that really gets me is how your memory drowns a whiskey. All the folks down in Lynchburg, working hard for good old boys like me.
Country Legends 24/7 105.5 FM.
In the middle, wild horses. through old sidewalk cracks. Yeah, my kind of crazy still running its courses with wildflowers and wild horses. Yeah, my kind of crazy still running its courses with wildflowers and wild horses.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM. Wisconsin Rapids.
I'll bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon say, Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please, she'd have said yes in